Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. John chapter 12, verse 24. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. This is the word of the Lord. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ, O merciful Heavenly Father, the maker of heaven and earth, the great I am. We thank you for giving us life and life more abundantly, for blessing us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus our Lord. We thank you for the anointing that overflows and has forgiven us of all of our sin as far as the east is from the west. We thank you for the new birth, for having our names recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, justified forever by your amazing grace. And we said yes when you called and knocked on the door of our hearts. And you chose us before the foundations of the world to inherit glory. And so upon this solid rock, which is you, Jesus Christ, we stand, unmovable and unshakable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain. So may you continue to work through us and in us, knowing that you who started a good work in us will bring it to completion on the day of Jesus Christ. And we look forward to that day as we watch and pray always so that we will be accounted worthy to escape all the things that are about to come on the earth and stand before you, the Son of Man. Our calling and election is sure because we believe all the promises of God in Christ Jesus our Lord, which is yes and amen. And we don't waver because we have total trust, total assurance, total faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. And we rest. Hallelujah. We have ceased from our own works as you did from yours, King Jesus. And we rest knowing that it's the Holy Spirit that has activated in us through the new birth that accomplishes the will of God as we decrease so that you could increase. May the anointing overflow from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. And may our hearts, our minds, our ears, our eyes be renewed as they are stayed on you, as you keep us in your perfect peace. Set your hedge of protection around us always, and may thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we pray for the peace of Yerushalayim. In the matchless self-sacrificing name, the name that is above all names, Jesus the Messiah, we pray and ask it all. Amen. Well, hallelujah, saints of God. It's so good to be back with another teaching installment of When the Temple in Heaven is Opened, Everything Will Change. And today I just want to share a couple nuggets with you that I hope will be a blessing to your spirit as you continue to stand upon the solid rock on your watchpost, looking up, because we know that our redemption draws nigh. So it's interesting with this pattern that is continuing to be played out, because there's nothing new done under the sun. We know that the Bible tells us that the birth pangs are going to increase as we get closer and closer to the coming of King Jesus on the clouds to get us, which is our day of redemption of our corruptible body. Hallelujah. When our corruptible body will be redeemed and put on incorruption, on the day when the first fruits are gathered into the barn. Amen. When God comes like lightning from east to west to stick in his sickle to harvest the earth. Amen. And God will set up his house in heaven with the temple furniture, the table of showbread, and the menorah. And so that's what we're waiting for. We're waiting for the first fruits to be gathered of the wheat, so that when we go into his house, we will have a new song, and we will sing the new song of the redeemed. Amen. This is the event that we're waiting for, and it's going to happen here real shortly, because we know what God has promised, and because we know what God has promised, we believe. Amen. So it's a guarantee. It's already been done. We're just waiting for the manifestation to take place. Hallelujah. And so this pattern that I'm talking about is seen when we go to the solar eclipse, right? The solar eclipse, because God said that there would be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars in the last days. Amen. And so the first solar eclipse, the great American solar eclipse that happened on August 21st, 2017, when it went from Oregon to South Carolina, passing through seven Salems, hallelujah, When we take that solar eclipse and we add 33 days, we come to September 23rd, 2017. Amen. And of course, we know that that was a once in human history event. September 23rd, 2017 was the Revelation 12 sign, verses 1 and 2. Amen. That happened 33 days later. So, what happened on April 8th, 2024 with the second solar eclipse, right? The second great American solar eclipse just happened. Well, 33 days later, we came to yesterday, Saturday, May 11th, 2024. Well, there was a heavenly phenomenon again, right? I'm pretty sure you heard about the northern lights, right? That's been lighting up the sky, right? Being seen all over the continental United States. Hallelujah. Here goes some pictures of it. The most powerful solar storm in more than 20 years struck Earth Friday night, triggering breathtaking celestial shows of the northern lights, also known as Aurora Borealis, around the globe. Extreme G5 geomagnetic conditions were observed, reaching the Earth for the first time since 2003. Right? And so this has been going on this weekend. Hallelujah. And this is a rare occurrence where the northern lights are seen so far south, all the way down, even in California, all the way down to, I heard and seen photos of people taking it down in, you know, Mississippi and Alabama. Amen. There's a whole bunch of articles about it, so I'm pretty sure you've heard about it. You've seen the videos. Here goes some more pictures from all around the planet of the northern lights. Amen. Reaching all the way down, even to California. As you can see, this one, this was in San Francisco, Middletown, on May 11, 2024. So, heavenly signs again, 33 days later, which is keeping to the pattern. I said all that to say this. Well, when we keep on going, remember what happened 8 days after September 23rd, 2017. 8 days later, we came to October 1st, 2017, right? In October 1st, 2017, what happened? Well, it was the worst mass shooting in American history in Sin City, where Stephen Paddock, right, went to the Mandalay Bay Hotel, Resort, and Casino, and he rained down bullets at the Harvest Festival, right? Well, 8 days after May 11th, 2024 brings us to Sunday, May 19th, 2024. Will the pattern continue? Will something happen along those lines? Well, it remains to be seen. You know, I don't really get caught up into the calendars because there's just so many different calendars out there. But I do, you know, keep my ears in tune to what other people say. And quite a few people believe that, you know, Pentecost is next week, right? This coming week, based upon the barley being Abib. And so they have, you know, their calculations and their dates, and they come to Pentecost being this coming week, right? And there's lots of sites out there that give you all the information, and I'm pretty sure, okay, you could Google it and you could see it for yourself. But needless to say, amen, we're in this time and season, hallelujah, of the Lord's return. So I believe that on the day when the rapture takes place, that's when we're going to see the second part of Revelation 12, which is another sign in heaven. And that other sign in heaven is the great red dragon, right, when he gets kicked out. So I believe that happens simultaneously with us going up. Amen. And the only other facet that plays into all this is the call for peace and safety. How that all plays in, I don't know, because on one hand, they've been saying peace and safety for years. And because God, you know, sees things a lot different than we do, right? His thoughts are not our thoughts and his ways are not our ways. I don't know how this whole peace and safety comes into the whole equation, because it could have already been happening, or there could be a future time where people will say peace and safety predicated on some event. I don't know. It remains to be seen, but we watch and pray always so that we could be accounted worthy to escape all the things that are about to come on the earth and stand before the Son of Man. Because the Bible does say in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 that when they shall say peace and safety, sudden destruction comes. And those people are not going to escape. But for those of us who are in Christ, we are going to escape from the trap that comes upon all the world to try those who dwell on the face of the earth. Amen. So, needless to say, we're in this window. Amen. And so, to pivot, I want to show you just a couple things because of the anniversary of Israel that's coming this week as well. May 14th, 1948 was when Israel was reestablished as a nation again. And so Israel will celebrate its 76th anniversary on May 13th, 14th, 2024 with Yom HaAtzmaut, or Israeli Independence Day, which is celebrated annually in late April or early May. The day commemorates Israel's declaration of independence on May 14th, 1948, and is a time for people of all ages to learn about Israeli people, art, and music. So we have the 76th anniversary of Israel becoming a nation, once again. Just like God said what happened in the last days. That's why you know it's the last days. All right? The number one sign is the reestablishment of Israel. When you see the fig tree, that's when we know. Amen. And so for 76 years coming up on May 14th, 2024, we're in this generation that has seen it, that will not pass away until all things are fulfilled. Amen. So I did a quick search. Hallelujah, as the Holy Spirit led me to see words that had a gematria value of 76 in the Bible. So I just want to give you out these nuggets, amen, and expound upon it real fast. And you could take what you want from it as you are edified by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So one word that has a numerical value of 76 is aluma, aluma, which is a sheaf. Hallelujah. Aluma, which is a sheaf. It's spelled Aleph, Lamed, Mem, Hey. Okay, so Aleph is 1, Lamed is 30, that's 31, Mem is 40, that's 71, plus Hey is 5, that's 76. So Aluma has a numerical value of 76. And we find this word, which means a sheaf, 5 times. 5 times we find it. And 4 times of the 5, we find it in Joseph's dream. Amen. So this is, I'm going to, through the power of the Holy Spirit, I'm going to show you the parallel because Joseph is a type of Christ. Amen. Joseph's dream is where we find Aluma 4 times in Genesis 37, verse 7. And then the only other time we find it is in Psalm 126, verse 6, which has to do with the harvest. Amen. Which is the 7th song of ascent when the song of ascents are sung for the pilgrims who go up to Jerusalem to worship at the feast. This is the 7th one, Psalm 126. There's 15 of them. Psalm 126 is the 7th one. 7 is a number of completion, perfection. Amen. 7 churches. This is where we find sheaves as well. And so before I get there, I want to show you the words so we can put it all together. All the words that I'm just going to highlight that has a numerical value of 76. First one, aluma, which is a sheaf. Another word that has the numerical value of 76 is abad. And abad means to work. It means to serve. Abad is ayin, which is 70, bet, which is 2, and dalet, which is 4. 70 plus 2 is 72, plus dalet, 4, that's 76. So abad has a numerical value of 76. Amen. We come across this word first in the book of Genesis. Amen. Where we see that God created man in order to cultivate the ground. Amen. In order to work the ground. Hallelujah. And this was our job when he placed our first dad, earthly dad, in the Garden of Eden to work it and to keep it. Amen. So work, when it's ordained by God, is good. Amen. So this is going to tie into this whole story that I want to show you with this number 76. Another word that has a numerical value of 76 is meliah. Meliah, which means fullness. It means full produce. right? It means fullness. Amen. We come across this word about seven times eight times, as a matter of fact, in the Old Testament. This word for full produce of the field, full produce of the seed. The first time we come across it is in Exodus chapter 22, verse 29, where God says this: "You shall not delay." Okay, you shall not delay to offer the fullness of your harvest. Hallelujah. "And from the outflow of your presses, the firstborn of your sons you shall give to me." So there's no delay. God says you do not delay to offer the fullness of your harvest. Amen. There's no delay. Okay, this all ties into when Jesus Christ comes, because there's no more time. There's no more delay. Amen. He's going to come right on time, because the fullness of the harvest has to be offered up. Amen. And then I want to show you this other word, which is ba'ad. Ba'ad means away from, behind, about, on behalf of. This has a numerical value of 76, which is bet, ayin, and dalet. Bet 2, ayin 70, dalet 4, 76. This is interesting because we come across this word the first time in the days of Noah, when God shut the door behind Noah as Noah was shut inside the ark. Amen. Just as it was in the days of Noah. Hallelujah. And then finally, I want to show you this word, and we're going to put this all together. Amen. Kibion. Amen. Kibion. This is found only one time in all the Bible, and it comes in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 4. Amen. It means a hiding place. Amen. And so we see that this word has a numerical value of 76. It's chet, which is 8, bet, which is 2, that's 10, yod, which is 10, that's 20, vav, which is 6, that's 26, plus nun is 50, 76. One time in all the Bible, we find this word, kibion, means a hiding, it means hiding place, and it's when Jesus Christ comes, in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 4, where the hiding of his power is revealed as where the trumpets are, the seven horns. We see this in Habakkuk chapter 3 on the day when he comes. Amen. Let me just show this to you, and then we're going to break everything down. Amen. Habakkuk chapter 3, the prophet's prayer, verse 1, a prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet on Shigionoth. O Lord, I have heard your speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive your works in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy. God came from Timon, the Holy One from Mount Paran. Hallelujah. Salah. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. His brightness was like the light. He had horns flashing from his hand, and there was his power hidden. I'm in Kibion. Hallelujah. You see, this word, I don't know why these translators translated rays as horns. If you look at the Hebrew, amen, the word that they have some translations put rays is really horn. It's the Karin. Amen. Here he goes. Karin is a horn. Amen. Karin is a horn, right? Karin is a horn, you know, a shofar. Okay. And God says in Habakkuk chapter 3 that in the Kibion, the hiding place, right, that's where his power is hidden, there are horns in his hand. Amen. And so this comes in to full scope when we take everything together that I'm going to show you in the book of Revelation. Because when the Lamb stands up, the Bible tells us in Revelation, amen, the Bible tells us in the book of Revelation, chapter 5, when the Lamb stands up, amen, he has seven horns, right? Revelation chapter 5, when the Lamb stands up, he has seven horns. Amen. Let me show this to you. And then we're going to go back to Joseph. Amen. Revelation chapter 5, verse 6. And then I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns. Okay, there goes the Corinthians, right? The hiding of his power is in his hand. Okay, the hiding, the kibion of his power is in his hand. And in his hand, there are seven horns. When the lamb stands up, he has seven horns. And guess what? He has seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. So in Habakkuk chapter 3, we're seeing the picture of when Jesus Christ comes to get us at the harvest. Amen. We're seeing the picture of when Jesus Christ comes to get us at the harvest, because when he comes, before him went the pestilence, right? And burning coals went forth at his feet. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 5. What happens? He stands up, right? He stood and measured the earth. He beheld and drove us under the nations, and the everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills did bow. His ways are everlasting. So this is the day that he stands up. Same day that we're looking at in Revelation chapter 5 when the Lamb stands up. He has seven horns, right? In the Kibion, the hiding of his power. Hallelujah. Because in the hiding of his power where the horns are at, seven of them, he gives these seven horns to the seven angels that stand before him, right? We see this in Revelation chapter 8. Revelation chapter 8, verse 2. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Well, where did these seven angels who stand before God get the seven trumpets? Well, they got them from the Lamb who has the seven horns, right? And the Kibion, the hiding place in his hands, right? And so, back to Joseph. Amen. Joseph. We come across this word sheaves. Aluma. Amen. Four times in Genesis chapter 37, verse 7. So let me show this to you and look at the picture that God paints. Amen. Genesis chapter 37, verse 7. Four times we come across this word aluma, which has a numerical value of 76. Israel is turning 76 next week, May 14th, 2024. Amen. Genesis chapter 37, verse 7. We see Joseph's dream. I'll begin at verse 5. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field. And lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf. And his brethren said to him, shall you indeed reign over us, or shall you indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. Hallelujah. So, of course, Joseph is a type of Christ. Amen. Joseph is a type of Christ. So put your end time goggles on and see what God is saying. Amen. See what God is saying about the sheaves standing up. Let's read it again. Verse 7. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field. Okay. So who gives birth to the man child? Right. The woman. Right. The woman gives birth to the man child. Okay, who's the man child, the great multitude, the body of Christ, the one new man, where there's neither Jew nor Gentile, slave nor free, male nor female. Amen. So Israel gives birth to the man child. The man child, we're the sheaves. Amen. We're the sheaves that are being bundled in the field. Joseph is a type of Christ. And guess what? Joseph being a type of Christ, what happens first? Joseph's sheaf rises up and stands upright first. What's going to happen on the day when God stands up? Revelation chapter 5. We just read it, right? Revelation chapter 5, when the Lamb stands up, verse 6, and I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain. Okay, so when Joseph's sheaf stands up, end time goggles, type in shadow, amen. When Joseph's sheaf stands up, hallelujah, what's going to happen? Well, the harvest is going to take place. Amen. The harvest is going to take place. All the sheaves that are in the field, okay, all the sheaves that are in the field that are bowing down to Joseph, right, bowing down to Jesus are taken up, right? We've accepted him as our Messiah. Hallelujah. All the sheaves that are being bound in the field when the sheaf of Joseph stands up are going to be taken with him. Right? All the sheaves that have bowed down to Jesus through the new birth are going to be taken at the time of the harvest. Hallelujah. Right? We've accepted Jesus as our Messiah. We don't hate him. We love him because he first loved us. Hallelujah. He rules over the Gentiles first. Right? Just like David did in Hebron. For 7 years and 6 months, Hebron was given to Caleb, right? Hebron is the city of four, right? Kirjath Arba, right? It was given as a possession to Caleb, who is a Gentile, the Kenizzite, right? And this is where Samson took the gateposts of Gaza and set them up on the hill opposite of Hebron, right? The door is going to be opened, right? When Samson pulls out the pillars, right? Who's going to go through? All the sheaves that are bound in the field that have made obeisance to the Lord, that are prostrate before him, that have accepted him as our Messiah, right? All of us go into the house when Joseph's sheaf, which is Jesus Christ, stands up. Right? Because we see it in Revelation. When the Lord stands up, hallelujah, when the Lamb stands up, Revelation chapter 5, verse 6, what happens? He has seven horns and he has seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Right? So the seven eyes are with him. Right? Who fill the seven eyes? Right? What does the seven eyes fill? Right? What do the seven spirits of God fill? The seven spirits of God fill the seven pillars. The seven churches, amen. Those of us who have been born again, we're all with him. The restrainer has been removed at the very moment that the Lamb stands up, right? Because he has the seven horns as well, taking us to Habakkuk, right? The Habakkuk where we see that when Jesus Christ comes, amen, the hiding place, the kibion, amen, the hiding place of his power is where the horns are at, right? The Karin. Bible says this in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 4, and his brightness was as the light. He had horns, Karin, right? The seven horns. He had horns coming out of his hand. And there was the hiding of his power. This is the day that he comes to get us, right? The hiding of his power is the kibion, the hiding place, right? The seven horns are in his hands, right? When he comes to get us, amen. On the clouds, when he comes like lightning from east to west, amen, it's the day that he stands up, right? That's why he has the seven horns, amen. He has the seven horns because this is the day that he stands up, right? It's not until we go back into his house that he gives the seven horns to the seven angels who stand before him that we see in Revelation chapter 8, amen. We're actually going to see this event happen, right? We see this in Revelation chapter 8. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Amen. This happens when we see, hallelujah, the altar of incense play its part. Amen. Because according to the tabernacle model, right, the four items that have to be put into the tabernacle have to be put in order. Amen. The first item is the Ark of the Covenant. This is the throne of God. Amen. The next item is the table of showbread and the menorah that goes in together. We go into the house like lightning from east to west. Amen. Daniel chapter 7, 13 through 14, we saw in the night visions the Son of Man coming before the Ancient of Days in the clouds of heaven. Amen. And he was brought near before him. No one comes unto the Father unless we go through the Son. So as we go through the open door in the twinkling of an eye, amen, God sets up his house, table of showbread, 144,000 first fruits. Great multitude, menorah, the body of Christ, one new man, the two wave loaves baked with leaven. Okay. All of us are gathered into his house as first fruits. We enter into his tabernacle with thanksgiving and praise. We sing a new song and we look upon the one who has created everything by the breath of his mouth, the Ancient of Days who is on the throne, right? And the Lamb of God standing up. We see it all take place. And what's happening? Well, we see the seven angels who stand before God. They're given the seven trumpets. Right. And then the altar of incense plays its part. Right. Then the altar of incense plays its part as we continue to read in Revelation chapter 8. And another angel came and stood at the altar having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense that he should offer with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hands. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. Then the door shuts. Right. Then the door shuts, bringing us to this Hebrew word, hallelujah, of Ba'ad. Ba'ad has a numerical value of 76. Right. First time we come across this word is in Genesis chapter 7, verse 16. Right. When everything was prepared, when everything was ready, what happened? God told Noah to get on board the ark. Right. God told Noah to get on board the ark. Right. God told Noah to get on board the ark, right? God said in verse 13 in Genesis chapter 7, in the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. They had every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, and every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they went in, male and female of all flesh, as God commanded him. And the Lord shut him in. And the Lord shut him in. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Right? This Hebrew word, hallelujah, that we're looking at, amen, ba'ad, first time we come across it is when the Lord shuts the door behind Noah to seal him inside the place of safety. Amen. On the day of the rapture, all of us who are caught up are going to be sealed inside his house because the door is going to be shut after the altar of incense plays its part. Again, going back to Joseph, amen, going back to Joseph, when his sheaf stands up, that's the rapture, amen. But there's more to the story because, right, Israel doesn't bow down yet. Israel stands up. Look at this, Genesis chapter 37, verse 7. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose. That's the rapture, when Jesus Christ stands up, and also stood upright. Okay, that's the rapture, Jesus Christ stands up. But what happens with Israel, right? What happens with Israel? Well, Israel is proud, right? And behold, your sheaves stood round about. So Israel is proud, right? Israel's sheaves are standing up. Israel's sheaves are standing up, right? They hate Jesus Christ, right? All those who have been left behind, they hate Jesus Christ, right? All those who have been left behind, they hate Jesus Christ. Right, it just begins in verse 5, and Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. Right? They hate Jesus Christ. Right? So they stand up in rebellion. They're proud. Right? When Joseph's sheaf stands up, that's the rapture. All the sheaves that are bowed down, right? All the sheaves that are bowed down, when Joseph's sheaf stands up, we're raptured. We're taken into the Father's house. This ties into Psalm 126. But before I get there, we see that when his brother's sheaves stand up, they're left behind because they're proud. But guess what? As they go through the time of Jacob's trouble, as they get cast into the furnace of affliction, heated seven times hot, they're going to be purged and a remnant is going to be saved. And what's going to happen? What's going to be the end result? They're going to make obeisance to the sheaf of Joseph. They're going to eventually bow down, the remnant. Right. Two thirds are going to be cut off and die. But one third he's going to bring through the fire. He's going to purge them as silver and gold is purged. Right. He's going to bring them into the bond of the covenant. He's going to bring them into the wilderness of the people. He's going to purge out the rebels, according to the prophet Ezekiel. Right. And those who are going to be saved, because all Israel will be saved, they will make obeisance. They're going to bow down. Right. They're going to bow down to Joseph. They're going to bow down to Jesus Christ. But they have to go through to the time of Jacob's trouble. Again, it's a beautiful picture. Amen. Again, it's a beautiful picture. Aluma, which has a numerical value of 76, a sheaf, is mentioned five times. The first four times we just read it in Genesis 37, verse 7. The fifth and final time that we come across this word, Aluma, a sheaf, numerical value of 76. Israel is turning 76 on May 14th, 2024. The only other time we come across this word is in Psalm 126. Let me show this to you. Psalm 126 is the seventh song of ascent, right? You sing this song as you go up to Jerusalem, the pilgrimage songs. Amen. We see this in Psalm 126. The Lord has done great things for us. Amen. Verse 1, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Okay, so God wants you to focus on what he's saying, right? Why does he mention a dream? Well, we have to go back to what we just explained in this time of Joseph, right? Because in the time of Joseph, when he had his dream, he mentioned a Hebrew word called aluma four times that had a numerical value of 76. The only other time that we come across this word, aluma, is in this psalm. So right away, God wants us to dig deeper, and we've been digging deeper because this psalm is all about the time of the end. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream, right? When Israel is finally delivered, right? The dream of Joseph will be made true. The sheaves of Israel will bow down to King Jesus, guaranteed. Amen. Verse 2, then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Hallelujah. That's going to be the end result of the time of Jacob's trouble, right? When Israel finally makes obeisance to Jesus, just like the dream of Joseph. Amen. Just like the dream of Joseph that was literally fulfilled in his day when he went to save the Gentiles first in Egypt, right? Joseph being a type of Christ, who does Christ save first? He saves the Gentiles first, right? He saves the people who ask not for him, right? He saves the people who were strangers to the covenant. He saves the people where we sat in great darkness, but the light arose and we said yes to him. Amen. He saves the Gentiles first. He asked to rule in Hebron for 7 years and 6 months first as the son of David, just like David did. Right. The Gentiles are saved first. Right. The Gentiles are saved first. Hallelujah. And because the Gentiles are saved first, we're already bowed down when Joseph's sheaf arose. We were already bowed down in the field. Right. When the sheaves were being bundled, we were already bowed down to him. Our sheaves did not stand upright. OK, we bow down in humility to the sheaf of King Jesus. We bow down in humility to the first fruits of the resurrection. We bow down to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Our sheaf did not stand upright. Oh no. We're prostrated before his glorious high throne. Amen. We're prostrated before his glorious high throne. We are children of God by faith because of his amazing grace. He chose us. We didn't choose him. And we have been brought near by the blood of his covenant. Amen. New creations in Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh, what a savior we have in Jesus. Amen. Verse 4, turn again our captivity, O Lord, as streams in the south. Right. So here we see that Israel hasn't been set free yet. Right. They still have to go through the time of Jacob's trouble. They're in the forest field of the south. They've been left behind. When Jesus Christ came like lightning from east to west. Right. You have to go into his house like lightning from east to west. You have to get on board the cloud, the glory train, when he comes to get us, because there's only one way in. And Jesus Christ says, I am the door, right? When his sheaf stands up, when the lamb stands up, amen. When the hiding of his power is seen, right? He has the seven horns, right? When the hiding of his power is seen, okay. The Kibion 76. When the hiding of his power is seen, as he comes like lightning from east to west. Mm. All of us who are sheaves in the field that are bowed down are caught up. He sticks in his sickle and he harvests the earth. Amen. He sticks in his sickle and he harvests the earth. Mm. Table of showbread, menorah, come up here that I may show you things which must take place after this. Mm. Right. But if you want to be rebellious, well, you're going to be in the forest field of the south. Okay, because wherever this carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Okay, you're in the forest field of the south. Okay. And guess what? When you're in the forest field of the south, what does God say? You're under his feet. Okay, you keep on reading Habakkuk chapter 3. What's going to happen? Right? You don't see the hiding of his power. You're under his feet. Now look what happens. Before him went the pestilence and burning coals went forth at his feet. You're in the forest field of the south. Okay, God said he's going to start a fire in the forest field of the south. Okay, the Lord doth kindle it. For wherever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. God has prepared a sacrifice. He hath bidden his guest. Okay, you want to stand up upright in the field. Okay, you want to stand upright. You want to be proud and rebellious. Mm. You want to stand upright in the field. Okay, you want to stand upright in the field. God forbid you want to stand upright in the field. Okay, You want to stand upright in the field? Well, God has a work to do. God has a work to do to knock everybody off their high horse. Right? Before him went the pestilence, and burning coals went forth at his feet. Okay, look what happens. Verse 6, Habakkuk chapter 3. He stood and measured the earth. Okay? Okay, God's going to stand up. Right? And if you're not with him on the wall, like Amos said, right? The prophet Amos said, I saw the Lord standing upon a wall with a plumb line in his hand. When he stands to measure the earth, okay, what's going to be your foundation? You're in the forest field of the south. Ooh, get a little shaky. He beheld and drove asunder the nations. The everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills did bow. His ways are everlasting. Okay. Everything shake. That's not with him. Right. Everything shake. That's not with him. You want to stand upright. Okay. You want to stand upright. Okay. On the day when God stands up. My goodness. God says we have to humble ourselves and he'll exalt us. Okay. But you want to stand upright on the day when God comes. And you standing upright on shaky sand? Uh-oh. You want to stand upright on the day when God comes. And you on shaky sand? Uh-oh. He stood and measured the earth. Okay. What is your foundation? Righteousness is the plumb line. What's your foundation? Okay. Righteousness is the plumb line. What is your foundation? Dark and cloudy day. Okay. Nobody is going to be able to escape the measurement of God. Okay. Nobody is going to escape the measurement of God. You could dig into your bunker. Okay. You could mount up to heaven. On the day when God stands up, he will measure the earth. What is your foundation? What your foundation is, dark and cloudy day. That's the question. What your foundation is? Are you going to be shut in? Right? Are you going to be shut in because you were prostrated on the rock? Hallelujah. You bowed down in humility when the sheaf of God himself stood up? Did you bow down in humility? What was your position, cloudy and dark day? What was your position on the day when God stood up? What was your position? Okay. Whatever your position is on the day when God stands up, well, he's either going to be in his house or you're going to be under his feet. Uh-oh. Whatever your position is on the day when God stands up, you're either going to be in his house or under his feet. Uh-oh. God's going to do a measurement. Hallelujah. God's going to do a measurement. And if your righteousness is your own filthy works, well, tying into another word that I mentioned, which is abad. Hallelujah. Abad has a numerical value of 76. Hallelujah. 76, abad, which means to work, which means to serve. Hallelujah. Okay, so on the day when God brings out his plumb line, okay, on the day when God brings out his plumb line, okay, what type of work were you doing? Did you cease from your own work as Christ did from his? Right? Were you in the forest field, right, in the vineyard of the Lord? Right? Being led by the Holy Spirit in humility, bowed down as a sheaf to the master. Okay, on the day when his reward is with him, when he comes like lightning from east to west to give unto everyone according as his work shall be, what was your position? Were you resting in the finished work of Christ in the vineyard of the Lord, being led by the Holy Spirit, prostrated before his glorious high throne in humility and service? You were working for him because the Holy Spirit was working through you. Right? On the day when he comes and he says, it's time to clock out. Okay, about midnight, time to clock out. Okay, it's about midnight, time to clock out. Okay, about midnight. We the 11th hour workers, amen. We the 11th hour workers. And God says the last are going to be first. Amen. with the 11th hour workers, and the last are going to be first. On the day when God says clock out, on the day when God says clock out, okay, guess what? Everybody, clock out. Okay. So what's going to be your work? 76. What's going to be your work? What's going to be your work now? Okay, because God says his reward is with him. Right? Are you going to receive a denarius? Right? Are you going to receive gold, silver, and precious stones? Right? Are you going to be at the bema seat when he takes us into his house because your service was through the power of the Holy Spirit? He found you diligent in the Father's business, right? You bow down to his will, right? You bow down to his way. You bow down to his truth, right? You bow down to his life because Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And because you bow down to him, he's going to bring us before the Father. Amen. When it's time to receive our reward. Cloudy and dark day, caught up in the twinkling of an eye. Amen. But for the rebellious, right? For the rebellious who are like Cain, right? For the rebellious who are like Cain, who want to offer up, right, their own works. Right? They want to produce their own works. Didn't I cast out demons in your name? Didn't I do many mighty works in your name? Many will say unto Jesus Christ, Lord, Lord, right? They said they did this. They said they did that. They said they did this, that, and the third. They said they did it all except believe. Okay. They did this. They did that. They did this, that, and the third, but they didn't believe. Okay. Matthew 7, right? They said, I did all this work. But God said the only work that we're to do is to believe, right? The disciples came to Jesus and said, what are the works that we could work that we may work the works of God? Jesus Christ said, this is the work of God, that you believe on the one whom he has sent. Do you believe? That's the work. Because if you believe, the Holy Spirit will now work through you, abide. Amen. That is the only, okay, work that God will accept. Cloudy and dark day. Okay. Gold, silver, precious stones. Have you been born again? Do you got a new nature? Are you under new ownership? Are you committed to the Ancient of Days? Who is your paymaster? Who is your paymaster? Okay. Who is the boss? Who's the boss? Okay. Have you recognized his rulership? When the sheaf of Joseph stands up, have you bowed down to his sheaf already? Have you recognized, okay, his authority? Have you been born again, filled with the seven spirits of God? Do you have the Holy Spirit? On the day when God says clock out, he's going to tell us, come up here. We're going to receive our reward. Abad has a numerical value of 76. It means to work. It means to serve. But for all those who are in the forest field of the south, wherever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. All those people who are in the forest field of the south, well, guess what? They're like their father, the Cain, right? They're like the children of Israel that refused to bow down to Joseph, right? They want to prostrate themselves upright, right? They don't want to make obeisance yet. They're standing upright when the sheaf of Joseph stands upright, right? They're proud in their work. Look what I did. Look what I brought to you. Okay. Look at the work of my hands. Okay. Look at how I wear my ZZ. Okay. Look at how I wear my phylacteries. Look at how I wear my Teflon. Okay. Look at how I do this, that, and the third. Look at me. Ooh, look at me. Okay. Look at what I do. Okay. My sheaf is standing upright when the sheaf of Joseph stands upright. Look what I do. Look what I do. Okay, look at me now. Ooh, it's a dog and pony show. Look at me. Okay. Well, on the day when God comes for inspection, his reward is with him. Well, guess what? First thing that's going to happen, you're going to be leveled. Okay, guaranteed. He gonna knock you down. He's gonna knock you down now. That's a guarantee. He's gonna be knocked down. Okay. Your sheath. Okay, get down in the dust. Better lick it. Okay, cloudy and dark day. Better lick it. How dare you? Okay. How dare you? Okay. How dare you stand up? Okay. In defiance to the creator of everything. How dare you? How dare you? Okay. How dare you stand up in defiance on the day when Jesus Christ comes like lightning from east to west? How dare you? Okay. And so God has a work to do, because he gonna work. Okay. Everybody else clock out. Okay. Night, night. No one can work now. So first thing, first order of business, Forest Field of the South. Lick the dust. First order of business. Okay. Let's get the record straight. Hit the dust. Okay. You under God's feet. First order of business. Hit the dust. Okay. Better lick it. Clock out. Okay. Clock out. Shh, be quiet. Okay. First order of business. Hit the dust. Shh, be quiet. Okay. Left behind, dark and cloudy day. Okay. What's going to be your work? 76, abide. Okay. What's going to be your work? 76, abide. Right? Finally, to finish it up, Psalm 126. I didn't get to the to the fifth time that we come across this word aluma, which means a sheaf. We see this in verse 5, Psalm 126. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves, aluma, with him. Amen. Remember, aluma, a sheaf, is mentioned 5 times. 4 times in Genesis 37, verse 7. The only other time is Psalm 126, verse 6. Right? So here we see a full picture of the rapture. Amen. Who is the one who was acquainted with sorrow? Right? Who was the one who bore our sorrows and carried our grief? Right? Who was the one where the shortest passage in the New Testament says that Jesus wept? Right? Well, of course, it's the King. Who is the sower that goes forth to sow? It's Jesus Christ. Okay. Who is the one who did it all? Amen. It's all his work. Amen. And so now, because we've entered into his rest, he works through us. Amen. And so one sows, another reaps, but both receive the same reward. So at the time when the sheaves are brought in, amen, at the time when the sheaves are brought in, those who have been bound in the field, right, when the sheaf of Joseph stands up, all of us are brought in with rejoicing, amen. All of us are brought into his house with rejoicing. We have a new song, right? All of us are brought into his house with rejoicing. We have a new song, amen. The one who poured out his soul, even unto death, who tasted death for every man. The one who went forth as a sower to sow. All of us who are on the good soil, who entered into his rest and labored with him through the power of the Holy Spirit at the day when the fullness comes. Okay. At the day when the fullness comes. The fullness is when Joseph's sheaf stands up. That's the fullness. Okay. The day when Jesus Christ stands up. That's the day of the fullness of the wheat harvest. Remember this word? Mi'alah, fullness, full produce. Numerical value of 76. God said there has to be no delay. Okay. When the fullness of the harvest has come in, there's no delay to offer it up. Okay. You must not hold back your offering. Okay. You must not delay the first of your ripe fruits. Okay. You must not hold back anything when you give me offerings from your crops. Okay. There's no delay when the fullness of the harvest has come in, when the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. There can be no more delay. Same thing we see in Revelation chapter 10, right? Okay. Revelation chapter 10, right? When the archangel Michael stands up, there's no more time. There's no more delay. Right. Revelation chapter 10, he says that there's no more delay, right? My goodness. Revelation chapter 10 tells us in verse 6, "And he sware by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there shall be time no longer." No more delay. Okay. "The fullness of the harvest has come in." The Meliah, right? The Meliah. Hallelujah. Fullness, the full produce. It has finally come in. There's no more delay. We're entering into his house, right? Rejoicing because the sheaves have been brought home. All of us who made obeisance to the Lord when the Lord was standing up, right? When his sheaf arose, we were found in the right position. Okay. When his sheaf arose, when the lamb stood up, we were found in the right position because we had the new birth, the Holy Spirit. Okay. The seven spirits of God are with him. The restrainer is removed in the twinkling of an eye when he comes like lightning from east to west. All of us who are in the body of Christ have the right position on the day when the sheaves are brought before his glorious high throne. The day of the rapture. And the door is shut behind us. Thus begins the cloudy and dark day. Amen. Just a few words that had a numerical value of 76. Amen. Just a few words. Amen. Because the words in the numbers also tell us the same story. I pray that you got something out of it. Israel turns 76 this year, a couple days from now. Israel turns 76 a couple days from now. I just gave you, through the power of the Holy Spirit, a couple words that tell us the same story that has the numerical value of 76. Here we are in this season. Okay, here we are in the season. Will it happen? 99%? I'm sure it's going to happen this season. I only leave 1% because God is sovereign. Okay, I can't be like Harold Camping, right, and say, "I know it's going to happen on this date." I can't do that, else I'll be disqualified from the ministry. Amen. Right. I'll be disqualified from the ministry as a heretic, as a false prophet. And God forbid I should ever be that. Amen. But I'm watching and praying just like you are, child of God. And it looks like it's going to happen here real shortly. Amen. Taking everything into consideration. But we occupy until he comes in the vineyard. Right. We continue to work through the power of the Holy Spirit so that when he does come, when his sheaf does stand up, we'll be found in the right position so that he'll bring the sheaves home with him with rejoicing as we have the new song. Amen. We're not going to be found rebellious, standing up in opposition when his sheaf stands up. No, we're prostrated before his glorious high throne because we're already seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus our Lord. We have humbled ourselves, amen, like a little child. And because we've humbled ourselves like little children, we can receive the kingdom of God. Amen. Because we have the new birth, the Holy Spirit, which is the only way for us to get into the house, to be born again. So please keep me in your prayers, child of God, as I pray for you. Please pray for the favor, the mercy, the kindness, the goodness of Jesus Christ to shower me and surround me with deliverances as I walk in the fear of the Lord, perfecting holiness through the power of the Holy Spirit. As I decrease so that he could increase, and as his anointing overflows, I pray that it would overflow through you, and we can continue to be about his business until he comes and forevermore. I love you, and in Jesus' name, keep the faith. Maranatha. Amen.